Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. Fisheries Minister Shane Jones has stepped into the controversy surrounding SailGP racing on Lyttelton Harbour, Te Whakaraupō. Saturday's racing was cancelled when a Hector's Dolphin would not leave the race area, and all the races for the high-speed foiling yachts were sailed on Sunday. While the small dolphins are officially classified as nationally vulnerable, Mr. Jones says they are not endangered and there are thousands around the South Island. He says in normal circumstances, it's a busy harbour.
I'm surprised that they haven't used the dolphin crowd control mechanism that the fishing industry uses. They attach wee devices to their nets and they ping an electronic signal, and by and large it keeps the dolphins away. So that could have been a measure that might have been useful.
Shane Jones says a modern economy requires trade-offs between economic activity and conservation. TVNZ political reporter Mikey Sherman has become the first wahine Māori to be the lead political editor for the national broadcaster. Ms. Sherman takes over from Jessica Much Mackay, who left for a government relations job at ANZ Bank. She says the press gallery is there to hold politicians to account, and she will bring her own perspective to the job.
Having grown up in an era where we were being told not to be who we were as Māori, that gives you a unique insight and empathy for every kind of marginalised community across Aotearoa, and there are many, and that's where we as journalists step in, and we make sure that those perspectives and that those considerations are at the forefront when, you know, big decisions that impact whānau are being made.
Carr and Tawhiri Mātea Williams, who have trained hundreds of teachers of te reo Māori in over 60 years of collective service, have been awarded honorary doctorates by the University of Auckland, Waipapa Taumatarau. Pro Vice Chancellor Māori Te Kawehau Hoskins says the pair wanted to submit a doctoral thesis in te reo Māori, but as busy educators, they hadn't the time to complete their studies. She says the degrees, which were initiated by the Māori Studies Department, are a testament to their lifelong commitment to te reo Māori education.
They've taught generations of teacher educators who have gone forth into the world and into kura. It's not measurable, is it? But you know, teaching is quite a selfless profession. So from what I can tell, they're going to carry on until they can't carry on any longer. And that, I think that's just wonderful.
The last Māori to receive an honorary doctorate from Auckland University was the late Joe Hawke of Ngāti Whātua o Rāke 3 years ago. And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Toodle!